As the University of Nebraska at Omaha's College of Communication, Fine Arts, and Media, known as CFAM, celebrates its 20th anniversary, its influence on Omaha's cultural life continues to grow. Earlier on Arts Today, CFAM Dean Michael Hilt shared a belief that has guided the college.
Obviously, we have a point of view, and our point of view is that the arts are important.
In this second part of our feature, we look into how CFAM's people, programs, and strong ties to the community bring that message to life. Over the past 20 years, CFAM has played a key role in elevating communication, music, theater, and visual arts as standout programs at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. These disciplines have become integral to the university's identity, shaping campus life and the broader cultural community.
And we've chosen the word celebration in our 20th anniversary because that's what we're doing.
Karen Finnan has been part of UNO's School of Music for 11 years and stepped into the role of director 3 years ago. She says CFAM's 20th anniversary is a rare and meaningful opportunity to bring together all the schools within the college for a joint celebration, something that is often difficult to coordinate with everyone's busy schedules. But this achievement, she says, it is worth making the time for.
It's a real collaboration, and that's the best part of it.
And collaboration they did. The School of Music has put together a special date of celebration planned for next week.
We commissioned Gala Fagello to write a piece for the School of Music. We had a process where we had a committee where we looked at different composers, we listened to music, and we chose Gala Fagello and invited her to commission a piece for us. Our goal was to feature as much of the School of Music as possible. So this piece includes aspects of music technology, it features a concert choir, it features an orchestra that also has saxophone in it, piano and percussion. She has included nature elements from the state of Nebraska, so state symbols, goldenrod, the state rock, the agate, the cottonwood state tree, and the state insect, the honeybee. So she has those words in the text. So the piece is not about the state symbols, but she's planted these state symbols in the text.
CFAM's 20th anniversary celebration will end on Wednesday, April 23rd, with a special evening at the Strauss Performing Arts Center. The event will feature the world premiere of Fearless. The reception begins at 6:45, followed by the celebration at 7:30 p.m. More information at unomaha.edu, College of Communication and Fine Arts and Media. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.